glad to see that you're awake once more, dear warrior. Yes, and so alert this time. Now, you've been in and out of this restful and restless waking and healing stage all day, today and yesterday. I was beginning to wonder if you would ever wake up entirely. Well, at least long enough to have a few words with you. Yes, you are in Valhalla, and you have been ever since I brought you here. Yes, I am the Valkyrie that brought you over to Valhalla. Very observant of you. Not only are you a very brave warrior, but you are so smart, too. Yes, I am the one who carried you off of the battlefield and who gave you that lovely introduction to Valhalla while on the ride here. I'm not sure if you remember, but I certainly had a great time. Ah, so you do remember. At least the sheet that is covering you grows. It certainly looks like it's tenting in a very promising area, warrior. Well, it wouldn't be the first time in the last few days that it did that, whether by you doing it consciously or on its own accord. I've been over here tending to your healing and tending to your every need. And at several different points, I felt your hands start out to touch me and your lips try to kiss me. Your cock stiffen and your hips thrust upward, imagining that it is me you're thrusting into. Oh. Brave, smart, and sassy. How do I know that it's me that you're dreaming about? Well, you certainly utter my name enough times for me to know. It seems like it was very easy for you to remember it, and it seems like you liked it enough to repeat it over and over in your sleep. I have not left your side, dear warrior, ever since I brought you here. Maybe once or twice just to speak with Odin directly and report back about your progress in healing. Yet I have been here the entire time, and you seem more preoccupied with where I am than you do with anything else. Oh. Did I leave such an impression on you, warrior, that I am all that you want? That is what I like to hear, but I have told you that you are supposed to be healing, and you are supposed to be recuperating from, well, death itself. No, you don't just magically become revived and healthy once you reach the halls of Valhalla. There is a process that involves a lot of care and a lot of magic. It's not just overnight. Well, I'm sure that's what they tell you in the mortal realm, and I don't really know quite how that rumor started or who started it, but as everything in the mortal realm, dear warrior, immortality has a price, and that price is that us over here in Valhalla have to work hard at mixing herbs and making potions and creating pastes and doing rituals in order to effectively give you that immortality that you now have. Of course, it's a very limited immortality. It's an immortality that binds you to Valhalla and that only allows you to roam these halls and these streets of the other world, but I don't think that's a problem, is it? Is there any reason that you would want to return to the mortal realm? Oh. Oh, warrior. Ah, yes. I think we need to speak of that. Oh, so you are much more clever than I thought. Yes, warrior. Let's talk about that mysterious black-haired woman that entered your dreams and filled your thoughts for years. Yes, warrior, that was me. I visited you in states much like the one that you're in now, and that you've been in for the last couple of days. I watched over you, and I favored you, and I constantly reminded Odin of your valiance and your bravery and just how much of a victorious warrior you were for him. And, well, he allowed me to watch over you and protect you insofar as I did not interfere with battle itself. But as such things go, I became quite fond of you, and I started visiting you, and I started visiting your dreams, and I could not help myself, but I just had to tease and torment you with the idea of me and my body, because I so very badly wanted yours. Yes, and I was not allowed to touch you. I was not allowed to even let you know of my existence. And so I was just a mysterious face in your dreams for years. My body appeared to you and I enticed you without you even knowing who I was. And then you'd wake and you'd forget most of it. But I can see that a lot still stayed with you. No, warrior. That was not a mortal you were dreaming of. No, the gods were not giving you a vision of your future wife. That was always me. Well, why you? That should be obvious. You are strong, and you are brave, and you are fierce, formidable in battle, infamous against your enemies. Even just a whisper of your name makes thousands tremble. Makes thousands run, creates such fear in such dread, knowing that they are going to be against one of the most skilled and, dare I say it, savage warriors on the land, the likes of which we have not seen from our people in centuries. And that, dear warrior, is why I chose you, because I myself am a formidable enemy and a valiant warrior with a long history of triumph in battle and in several other areas for which I am immensely prideful. And so, you see, dear warrior, the best deserves the best. And I am Odin's best Valkyrie. And you are Odin's best mortal warrior. That has now effectively transcended mortality to inhabit the place that so many yearn to be. Well, maybe that isn't an entirely correct statement. You haven't necessarily transcended entirely, and it appears that you're still healing, as I noticed from that wince when you tried to sit up. You do have a lot of healing to go, but I think I know how to speed it up. Well, you see, let me just climb up over here next to you in this very comfy bed. Well, I have an idea of something that can help you speed up the recovery process. Yes, warrior, I do have an idea. Well, something like that. It does involve a potion, but it's a little bit more personal blend of ingredients that are involved in this one. It will heal you much quicker, and you will feel revitalized, let's say. Usually, it takes a little bit of effort from both parties, but I think I may have a way to concoct this potion. It's a little bit unorthodox, but I do think it'll be effective in speeding up this process, and who knows, it might give you enough energy to actually put you in a state where we can do the traditional form of collecting the ingredients for this potion. Well, seeing as how you're still so very weak, I am going to have to do all the work. Well, the way that this potion works is that it requires some herbs, all of which we have in the stores, all of which I am able to pull and put together. But the special ingredient is both of our most intimate fluids as we both reach ecstasy. Yes, dear warrior, that means that I must collect your cum and my cum, and I must use both of them to infuse into this potion in order to help you heal and feel much more virile and regain your strength and stamina. I will admit that the original potion calls for both of these ingredients to be premixed in the body and collected from the Valkyrie herself. However, the current state that you're in would not permit me to do that. And we're going to have to improvise and do things a little bit differently. No, warrior. As much as I would love for you to brutally shove that cock inside me over and over until you fill me up with cum, or as much as I would love to straddle that stiff monster between your legs right now, I would hurt you if I did that. And even in the gentlest of ways, riding your cock would probably hurt you more than it will heal you. And it would take a toll on the rest of your body. So, I am going to collect your cum the good old-fashioned way. No, not like I collected it last time. And my favorite way to collect cum, other than, obviously, milk it out with my cunt. But that's gonna have to wait. Here, let me just get on hands and knees between you and take off this blanket. Seeing it up close and personal is much more impressive than just stroking my hand over it with you sitting in front of me. I was definitely dreaming about this moment again. Yes, I dreamed of the moment that I would come face to face with this beautiful cock of yours. So listen up, warrior. This is a plan. I am gonna suck this cock and suck all of that cum out of it, okay? I'm gonna take all of that cum. That I suck out of you. And all that cum. And I milk out with my throat. These are heavy. Full balls. And I'm gonna use it for that potion. But since we also need my cum, I am gonna need you to stick out your hand and stick out two fingers. Good. So I can ride them and come. Then you can scoop the cum out of me. I can use it for that potion. Do you understand me? And you don't have to do a damn thing. Just lay back. And enjoy. I'll leave your hand outstretched, warrior. I'm gonna need those fingers soon. But I want you to watch me like this first. Because I want you to see. I want you to see the look in my eyes as I take your cock. I want you to see the sweat running down my lips and my chin. And I want you to see your cock disappear. All the way down my throat. And see what it looks like. When my lips are all the way down to your hips. And my tongue licks at your balls with your cock in my throat. I want you to see the tears streaming down my face. As I take your cock as far as it can go down my throat. And I want you to watch my face disappear under a cock. As I stroke it. And suck on your balls. You're getting close, warrior. Look, let me just over here and sit on these fingers. Just tried them. As I suck this cock. As I suck all the cum out of your cock. That was a lot of color. I'm just gonna leave it in this vial for safekeeping. Here, I'll let you do the honors with my cum. And just scoop it out. And put it in with yours. Oh, God. Oh, some more. There's a lot more where that came from. Reach in. Good. Good. That is most of it. Well, I suppose you could lick the rest off of your fingers if you really wanted to. I don't see how that could hurt. All right, warrior. I think I have what I need. You look just deliciously spent, with those cheeks so pink and your hair so disheveled. You'd think that you were doing all the work around here, not me. I didn't even break a sweat. But of course, I know that my face must be a mess right now, all tear-stained and dripping with that thick spit and it running down my neck and onto my chest. It certainly looks like it's seeped into the leather that I'm wearing. I guess I'll just have to take this off. Not now, warrior. I need to go prepare your elixir. I think calling it a potion might be just underselling it a little bit. It'll take me a few moments, but I'll be back. And once administered, you need to rest. Hopefully the next time you wake up, you'll be good as new. Rest now, warrior. I'll be back. Don't you worry.